Good morning. Today's date is June the 20th, 2019. Greetings from Los Angeles. This morning I'm departing from my normal blog posting. I'm going to present you with a rather lengthy special report. It's my hopes that this summary will help clarify for the public the oft-repeated and factually incorrect statement made by today's LAPD, the press, so-called Dahlia experts, and the Don't Mess With My Myth Club, that all claim Los Angeles' infamous Black Dahlia murder remains unsolved to this day. Not so. The truth is, the Black Dahlia murder is solved, and has been since April of 1950. That's 69 years. It was solved by law enforcement consisting of a joint task force made up of both LAPD and LA District Attorney investigators, working 24/7 around the clock. After 6 weeks of electronic stakeouts, they solved the murder and were just days away from obtaining a felony warrant charging the perpetrator for the murder of Elizabeth Short when he fled the country to avoid prosecution. The DA investigator seeking the complaint was told to hold off. A late-night huddle at City Hall with the powers that be from the DA and LAPD made a Machiavellian decision to lock away the wire-taped confession. Orders came down from on high to the DA investigator in charge to hand over all the reports and physical evidence to LAPD and never speak about the case again. Incidentally, this was secretly documented in writing in the LADA Odell Black Dahlia secret files, published in my updated edition of Black Dahlia Avenger, HarperCollins 2004. In the following pages, I present those original officers' actual statements and how they unfolded chronologically. The only voices you'll hear in this summary are from law enforcement. None of the many civilian percipient witnesses corroborating the officer's statements are included here. The officers speak in no uncertain terms when they tell us the Black Dahlia case was solved. More importantly, the separate officers are speaking independent of each other, unaware that their brother officers at different times and on different departments have likewise identified the same killer. This is real confirmation and corroboration. This special report can be viewed and read here online, or may be also be downloaded as a PDF for reading at a future time. By the end of your read, hopefully the point will have been made through the mouths of those officers actually involved in the original investigation and those that followed up and to this very day. What they tell us is true. The case was solved. That cannot be in doubt. While the currently existing evidence, as acknowledged by a head deputy district attorney, is enough to convict, quote, beyond a reasonable doubt, end quote, for those that want more proof, the DNA evidence contained in multiple letters booked in custody at the LAPD Property Division should be processed, analyzed, and compared to the suspect's existing DNA in my possession. The LAPD Chief of Detectives in 2003, after reading and hearing the case presented in a confidential briefing by myself and head Deputy DA Steve Kay, gave the order to his subordinates to, quote, go ahead and clear the Black Dahlia murder, end quote. Those subordinates, knowing their chief was soon to retire, ignored his order and have now themselves long retired. As of this date, what we have is the Black Dahlia murder solved but not cleared. The actual clearance requires detectives from the Robbery Homicide Division to follow their chief of detectives' original order given to them back in 2003. No further investigation is required. All that needs to be done is to write a follow-up report, cleared other. The guidelines and requirements as published in both the FBI Handbook for Uniform Crime Reporting for Clearing Homicides by exceptional means, and the LAPD department manual for clearing homicides, cleared other, are identical and presented verbatim from the pages of both of those two directives in the final section of this summary. Note, in the LAPD manual, the term shall means the required action is mandatory. Until the chief of detectives' order to clear the case is followed, the Black Dahlia murder status will remain as it does today, solved but uncleared. Most sincerely, Steve Hodell, Los Angeles,